All right, well, let's get started. So we're going to continue with our discussion of shows. Manios. Yoni, you could hear, right?
Yeah.
Great. So we have the Rambam in Hirsh Mishnayos, Brachos Aleph Hey. What did the Rambam say?
That all the shows that are mentioned in the Mishnah are shows.
Yeah, all the shows that are mentioned the full HaMishnah. I guess it means all Mishnayos, or just you mean this Mishnah alone?
All
Mishnayos are shows manios, meaning they vary from they vary based off the season. Bye, Leif.
I'll come back.
Good share.
Okay, then we have the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in the Sanhedrin, Perkei Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah there discusses bedikos for Edim. Cross-examining witnesses. And what do we have there? If two witnesses are 2 hours off in their recollection of when the event happened, what's the din?
The machlokes, but the Tanakhama says it's patel, the Rebbe says it's kayim, but if it's chamish and sheva, since there's distinct in where the sun is at.
Okay, so turn to the Tanakhama, you toss him. Yeah. What does Rambam there say? V'chvar bi'arnu bi'brachos. Shekol hashos ha'amuros b'mishnah heim zmanios. That there are variable hours that change based off the season.
Where did the term shos zmanios come from?
Not the Gemara.
Right.
I think they just mean zmanios in the sense that they depend on the zman. They're seasonal.
I'm saying, but it's clear that any time anyone uses that term, they all mean the
no,
same thing.
No, it's not obvious at all. It's not obvious at all. In fact, the Shach probably uses it in a different way. By the way, if you go to this Wikipedia page of unequal hours, do I see that?
Where
is it just Drazen on the Zoom?
And 9 people voted for Zoom share.
Isn't that outrageous? Clowns. So unequal hours are shows. Do you guys see this on Wikipedia? Unequal hours.
Jewish hours.
Yeah, but also ancient or Roman hours. So the point is that the idea of shows manios is not a uniquely Jewish concept. It's the idea that you're basically just defining day and therefore the hours of day by some sort of lightness and darkness. Look here in history. Temporal hours were common in many cultures. A division of day and night into 12 hours each was first recorded in ancient Egypt.
Where's this?
12 hours each is not.
Shows manios is, because you do 12 hours day and night, but they vary.
Yeah.
Well, right?
What?
Just like unequal hours. A similar division of day and night was later made in the Mediterranean basin from about classical Greek antiquity. That's classical Greek antiquity is really early, right? That's 9 centuries before the Common Era. Right? Into 12 temporal hours each. In Western cultures, they were adopted from the Roman calendar and were adopted in the European medieval era. They have particular relevance in the fixed daily schedule of monastic orders. The division of time allowed the work of the day, such as eating, praying, or working, to always be performed at the same hour, the same temporal hour, regardless of season. This chronology is used by Jewish ritual law, hence Jewish or biblical division of hours. Mechanical clock encouraged the adoption of equinoctial hours. That just means hours based off the equinox when it's a Yom Shabbat. So the important context I'm just trying to give us here is that the idea of Shel Zmanio seems to have been the standard timekeeping measure in the Middle Ages. Right? Is that what it seems like?
Makes sense.
Yeah, if this Wikipedia page is right. So we should look into this more. But the idea is that it's not unique to the Jewish timekeeping. Okay? Yoni, is it still just you on the Zoom?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so let's get to the Rambam's claim is that all the shalos and shas are temporal hours. We saw, are these shalos and manios? We saw the Tashbates and Aleph, Simon, Kuftes, who pointed out that there are some areas of halakha that have shalos shavos. Correct? What were they? So he gave us this example. He said, Cheshbon, Tkufos, and Mazalos. Yeah? What?
Yeah.
Those are considered, there we use Shaos Shavos. Right? That's recounting the, yeah. The Cheshbon Hamoladas Hu Al Pia Shaos, meaning fixed hours. Okay. Now, I just want to look again at our Gemara on the bottom of page 2. The Gemara in Brachos, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Actually, don't look at that Gemara for now. But when our Gemara in Brachos talks about, Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, according to the Mishnah Daf Tes, which is when? Strauss, when is Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? Deitch, sorry, Deitch. Deutsch.
Yeah.
Deutsch.
Yes.
When is Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis?
Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is the exact time, or like the kind of like it's when you can barely make out like the color of Tehillah in the morning, right?
Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis?
Oh, the end. Oh, sorry. That's new. That's like four hours after.
No. Shalosh shows. The Mishnah and Daf Tes, 3 hours into the day. Are those shows manios or those shows shavos? What are they? Well, right, so the Rambam says they're shows manios, but actually the Gemara never defines them. The Gemara doesn't tell us if they're shows manios or shows shavos. Maybe it's a fixed 180 minutes into the day. Okay? What, by the way, in the Gemara, what does Gimel shows depend on? David? When the Bnei Malachim are getting out of bed. So do the Bnei Malachim, do they, does their wake up hour depend on where the sun is? Or is it, or they wake up 180 minutes into the day?
It's like crazy to say it's based on the sun.
It's a bit of an open question, we don't know, right? It's just, it's a factual question, right? Or maybe the Gemara is taking it on an equinox day. It's not crazy for the Gemara to say we'll take it on an equinox day. And then, since hours vary based off the seasons, then you just calculate, it's just an arbitrary marker. So the arbitrary marker could also vary based off a season. What?
It seems to be a societal law. I mean, like, because there are still people sleeping, these games are being looked at, it's not like the end of the time. They're still like in the concept of waking up,
as everyone else
already awake.
But when is that zman? Is that when is that zman?
So, it seems to be that.
Are the Bnei Malachim waking up later in the summer than they are in the winter?
I don't know. I'm saying the Seder is just based off what they would do on the equinox day, and then just like translate it doesn't really make any sense.
Why?
Unless they actually are like just sleeping later.
No, why can't they sleep? That's when they sleep till on the equinox day.
The logic behind it doesn't seem to be because of the equinox day they're sleeping here, therefore on this day we can say
this is Kane Dech B'nai Melachim, Lama B'Gimel Shows.
See, that's because my Kima still, because there are still people waking up now.
In each and every day?
That's what I heard it is.
What?
That's how I heard it.
So you're saying that their sleep schedule varies based off the season.
Could be. One of these sources says that.
Yeah, we'll see that in a second. I'm just saying, it's a factual question whether Zmanim are Shos Manios or Shos Shavos. The Rambam tells us Shos Manios. It's actually not so clear. It's actually not so clear from the Sigin Daf Tes at all. Okay, we'll see some of that horn in making that point. Okay, we saw the example in the discussion of Simon Taf Lamed Aleph in the Beis Yosef and the Bach. What was Taf Lamed Aleph? Hilchas Pesachim. What was the discussion of Pesachim? You could only... Chametz becomes Usser from when onwards?
Actually, or...
Mikra Din?
Chatzos.
But Chazal are Makdim Yisro Chametz by...
2 hours.
2 hours. So you could only eat Chametz until Arba Shos. Now... Does that mean Shalos Manios or Shalos Shavos? So Pashup Shad, according to the Rambam, would be Shalos Zmanios. But we saw the Chumash Hadeshim clearly assumes that it is Shalos Shavos. Shavos, meaning 4 hours into the day would be 240 minutes into the day, right? 240 minutes into the day, which would mean that it would become aser to eat chametz very early in the day on a Pesach that falls out on a leap year, like this year. So what do the Chumash Hadeshim say to do in a case like that?
Just count 2 hours from
Chatzos. 2 hours, Shavos would be 120 minutes back from Chatzos. Which means that you have much more time in the morning to...
Why would it want to do that? I'm saying, what's the like, shadow for something?
Because you're hungry.
How's the first suggestion where you're able to do that?
No, because the real Zman is Chatzos, the Zman Isser. Chazal just mocked him it for 2 hours of a Chashash.
Yeah.
So is the Shir, he's saying really the real Zman is 2 hours before Chatzos. So take two Shavos before Chatzos. That's all you need. And that gets Paskin as a Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. So basically what's fasting is in Siman Tav Mem Gimel, you have 2 days, whether you're dealing with Shal Zmanios or Shal Shavos. Ah, Judah Trudler joined us on the Zoom. Judah, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yeah, you guys are clear.
That's great. Where's your friends Strauss and Jeremy and that whole chavra who voted for Zoom share?
You're going to have to ask them. I don't know.
All right, maybe you could be productive and ask them for me.
I think we can work something out.
All right. Great. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah here in you can just see Taf Mem Gimel Sifkat and Tes V'yesh in the Ramah who writes Shtei Shalos 2 hours Kodem Chatzos Hainu Shalos Beinonios, which is the equivalent of saying Shalos Shavos, because remember in a 24 hour period if you take the hours of day and the hours of evening they'll average each other out into 60 minute hours, correct? Because wherever the day hours are long the night hours are short, and wherever the night hours are long, the day's hours are short. So the Shalos Beinonios is the same way as saying Shalos Shavos. Shekol Achas, each hour is Echad Michav Dalid. I think it's Bimei Eis Leis. Each hour is just 1/24th of the day. What's it funny?
So it's like adding up in the body.
Which?
Is it a club? I'm saying adding minutes? Up the Shalos Manios and then dividing it by 24, like, oh, everything's 60 minutes. Wow. We did it.
You're saying it's too complicated? You're saying it's
it feels like disingenuous somehow. You know?
Well, I think only because you're used to the 60-minute system, and so that's the intuitive, fundamental time telling.
So you're saying to them it wasn't intuitive?
Right, for them, I think, right, if you're fundamentally on a Shalos Manios system.
It's not disingenuous.
Right, you're saying, oh, well, how would you get from the Shalos Manios to 60 minutes? And the idea is that you're averaging your hours.
Do you think there's a difference between those who use the phrase Shalos Manios and Shalos Shavos? Like,
no.
Someone who would use the phrase Shalos Shavos is like living in a world where
right.
It's more intuitive.
Conceptually, yeah, maybe conceptually there is, but
so
which one?
I'm saying without historically, right. I wonder if historically that'd be true.
Correct, there may be something to that.
I'm saying it's not important for us to figure out.
Everything's important for us to figure out. Just some things are less important.
Some things
are
less
more important. That's right. Okay. Okay, let's look at another area in Shas where there's this debate on what type of hours we're using. So now we're going to go into Hilchos Nida. So let's look at this Gemara Nida Samech Gimel on the base. Anybody have a chance to prepare it? Nida Samech Gimel. So the Gemara here is talking about the idea of Prisha Samech Leveses. Anybody know what that is?
Aveses is the
time when a woman is expected to have her period, whether it's a halachic expectation or a scientific biological expectation. So there's some point you can calculate when the woman's expecting to see blood or to bleed. Like Mar here tells us that there's a din of prisha samach levesas, that the couple is not supposed to be intimate with each other on the time where she's expected to become a nida. And this is learned from a pasuk. Vizhartem es bnei Yisrael mitum asam. You should be nizhar antama. Mikan am Rabbi Yirmiyah azhar lebnei Yisrael she yifreshu mina shoseim samach levestan. That near the time when the woman's going to become a nida, they should separate from each other. Vikama, so Rava says, ona. What does ona mean? Bit of machlokas, but ona means, like, for that interval. How long is an interval? So the you see in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a bit of a discussion. Usually it's a 12-hour period. But how do you calculate 12 hours? So Shulchan Aruch writes, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Tif Beis Niyardeya, B'Shas Vesta. What's up?
Can you refresh your page
when you see the eyes? Oh, yeah, sure.
12 hours before the time of the Vesta, they're not allowed to have yet?
No, we'll see. No, here the Gemara takes to mean, let's say she's expecting to see Dam during this kind of 12-hour interval, then at some point in the 12-hour interval, then that whole 12-hour interval, they shouldn't be intimate with each other. Okay? Yoni, can you see the dot now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, b'shas vesta, tzarech lefrosh mimena, ona achas. Okay, so what's ona achas? V'lo mishar krevo, selami tashmish amita bilvad. So, the Shulchan Aruch says it's really just tashmish amita that's prohibited. Imhu bayom, let's say she's expected to see at some point during the day hours. Ezra, are you taking copious notes?
Of course.
You just lie to me?
No.
Well?
I knew you. You knew I was joking.
So you lied to me.
No, I didn't lie to you.
You should grab your
shuttle. You should be here. No, I'm assuming about
right. What are you doing?
Sending an email to someone.
About what?
Pathways. It's not letting me apply.
You probably shouldn't be doing that during shiur, right? Do you think you should be doing that during shiur?
Probably not.
Probably not, or clearly not?
I can multitask.
Can you?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a psychological factor where you really can't do two things at once?
Yeah, that's true. Certainly not Ezra. Certainly Ezra's brain can.
Us members making fun of throwing shots at each other?
I'm trying to think if I should kick you out of shiur.
You can kick me out.
Yeah? Why don't you leave shiur for 1 minute and then come back? Penalty. So imu bayom. So let's say she's expected to see become anita during the day. What's the din? Okay, you can come back, Ezra. Yeah, imu bayom. If it's what? So say if it's the yom, horesh mimena oso hayom kula. Afidu mavasas besofo. Thank you. So even if she's expected to see even at the end of the day, the halacha is that the husband has to be purish for the entire day. Umutter miyad b'layla shel achara. But once night happens, then they're mutter to each other. M'chein imhu b'tchilaso purish kol hayom mutter kol alayla shel afanav. Okay? So just an ona here means like either the day or the evening. M'chein adin imhu b'alayla purish kol alayla mutter b'yom shel afanav ula acharav. Make sense?
That's not 12 hours. That's not like 12 hours in any.
12 shows manios.
It's not really. I mean, he's saying if it's in the middle of the day, and it's just the end of that day, that could just be 6 hours.
You know, no.
The end of a 12-hour period, but not an actual. That's not even 12 shows manios either.
Say it again?
Like,
if she's muhzak, if she's her vestas is that she's going to see Dam at some point within this day, then they're usher to each other for that whole day.
What's the feeling of being in the philosophy?
Even if she's muhzak to see Dam b'sof hayom, they're asur from the beginning of the yom. Meaning that whatever point she's expected to see Dam in, that blocks off that whole ona. The ona here is defined as either the whole yom or the whole lilos. 12 shows manios. Make sense? Okay. But then the shach pipes in with the shita of the viasaf. Who's the viasaf? Rav Yosef is the Rav Yeh. It's same author. So there are Shachi writes in Kufpe Dalat Zayin. Ezra, why don't you read this for us? You don't know what Hey Gimel Mem is? Excellent.
V'shem Abiyasaf, Kama Ona, Yom Oleva, B'yom Enisam,
So notice the idea define how we define an Ona is actually variable based on the season. Well, based on the Ona. Alright. If you're in Tkufas Nisan Vitishrei, which means the equinoxes, when the days and the nights are roughly equal, then what do you do? And Ona is defined by either the day or the night, because they're roughly 12-hour periods, right? But if you're in Tkufas Tammuz V'Teves, also known as Yemosag Shamim or the Yemosag Chama, then what's the halacha? Chatzi Yom V'Chatzi Laila, together. Meaning noon to noon. Noon to noon. Why noon to noon? Because what do we see? What do we recall from last year in the Tashbates? What do you get from noon to noon?
12-hour period.
Exactly. So you can see here, he's basically trying to tell you the real principle here is an ona is supposed to capture a 12-hour period. It's not meant to be 12-hour period of Shavuos Shavos, not a 12-hour period of Shavuos Manios. Right? Beis Yosef Dacha Dvarav, the Beis Yosef complains about this Shita, Meachar Shevet Poskim, Lo Hizkiru, Begam Lishna Dishas, Mashma Delo Kapit, El Al Yom, Ola Laila, Ola Shos. But then the other Achronim defend it, and they say that V'Yasaf is right. Isn't that fascinating? Right? So what does he say? He says the Rabban also says this, the Shach writes, Now, some of that point out by Shalos Manios here, he actually means Shalos Shavos. Because it's like that word Manios. Manios is not clear what the word actually means. Does it mean seasonal hours, or does it mean time hours, like a fixed amount of time? Just the word's not clear. I wonder even if the translation from the Arabic and the Rambam is identical across all the translations. So it's true that in Tkufas Tammuz and Teves, you should calculate fixed hours. Then he writes, Kegon l'inyan kriyashma b'orachayim reis simin nun ches. Is that true? Didn't we what's Tafmem Gimel in the Haggah?
Specifically
the Trumas Hadeshin cited in the Ramah that it's 2 fixed hours, 120 minutes prior to Chatzos. Ul'inyan Chishuv Tkufos V'chay Gavna Tuvi. And same for Cheshvan Tkufos, that it's fixed hours. So what's he talking about in Reish Simen Nun Ches? Should we take a look at that? What's he referring to? If you read the Shulchan Aruch there, he says, Zman kriya shema shel shachris, mi sheyiras chaver ragil, that's yakirenu, v'nimshach zmana ad sof gimel shaos, shehu revia min ayom. Sounds like shaos manios, right? Does the shachir say, there's no shachir in...
Maybe he's talking about the Ramah shira haitzah hamah, who come out shira shah ahas
kodim. Let's see. What do you think he's referring to? Why does he cite this? Anybody have any ideas? No, that's talking about the duration of twilight, no?
Yeah, no, but...
Yeah. Kind of funny. Ned, do you have any idea why he's citing Nunches? V'chiai gavna... V'chiai gavna... V'tkufas tamuz v'teves, yesh lachshov shel zmanios. V'chiai gavna matzina v'kama duchti b'shas v'poskim. K'yol nenin kriya shema barachayim. V'nen chamay sari pasach. Alright, we gotta think about that more. Yeah.
Crispy the Nurmati and first one, he says, I mean, that seems to be like maybe saying just one, like 60 minutes. But then even then, I don't even know that's true.
Kimo Shir Shah Achas. I hear.
But A, he doesn't say that.
And this is a non-Shos Manios
share. When he quotes Nirma, he calls Dhanaga the second time. So if he's quoting Nirma here, he would also say that.
Right.
Probably not this. Also, I don't even think that's really 60 minutes anyway.
Well, that's what all the everyone here is worked up about. All right, so what to discuss here? Okay, so that's the Shach. Now, look here at... Does everybody see that these are shows shavos l'inyan calculating an onah for nida? Yeah, that's the shach's point. Leave.
Could you clarify the yomei nisan versus the yomei tamos and tishrei thing? I don't quite understand what you're talking about. You're saying in yomei nisan and tishrei you store the 12 hours at when, at 12 a.m.
No, and in nisan and tishrei, what's special about nisan and tishrei?
Equinox
time. What's special about the equinox time?
Day and night are the same amount of time.
Yeah. So that means that an ona of day is a 12-hour period. The ona of night is a 12-hour period. But if you go to Tkufas, Teves, and Tammuz, then your day could really be in Shos Shavos. In Teves, it could be 8 hours. And your day in Tammuz could be 16 hours or 18 hours.
Yeah, so if it was in like Yom Tishrei and Teves, it would start at like the beginning of the day, or just be 12 hours till the end of night. But if it was in, let's say, Yom Tammuz or Teves, if the day shorter, days 8 hours, it would go start at the beginning of the day, 8 hours, then 4 hours into the night.
In Teves and Tammuz, you would calculate the Onah from Chatzos to Chatzos. Because remember, that's why, that's the theory of doing, if you're doing fixed 24 hours, you're not calculating light, you're calculating half a rotation. The thing that remains fixed there is the astronomical location of the sun relative to your meridian. So you should start calculating from when the sun is over the meridian, which is half your day. At exactly 12 hours later, the sun will be 180 degrees behind you. So you'll have a 12-hour period.
That's during what? That's during Yom
Kippur. That's during the solstices, Tevis and Tammuz.
The point is just to get it 12 hours.
Correct. Meaning it shows Shavuos. The Divin Ona shows Shavuos, not daylight and night and darkness.
Yes.
Okay. Good? Everybody good? Let's look at another example where there seems to be Shavuos. Shavuos. Irvin and Vav Meralev. Where's Jeremy? Somebody want to text Jeremy on the WhatsApp and tell him that we need him? Judah! Judah!
Yeah?
You text Jeremy and tell him we need him.
I did. I text Strass. I'll text Jeremy now.
Tell him that specifically we need him for this discussion. Okay, so Gemara Irvin on Nunvav Med Aleph says what? Zeb, do you know?
There's no difference between the Tikkufos except 91 at a day.
Yeah.
What are the Tikkufos?
The seasons.
The seasons, but the markers, the seasons. So the solstice is equinox to solstice, solstice to equinox. So those are the four important. Where's Romy? Judah.
Yeah.
Can you tell Romy we need a marker?
Romy? Is he not there?
He's not here.
I texted him. Oh, you have a marker?
I have a marker. So here you have the Earth's rotation around the sun. It's elliptical somewhat. Here's the sun. Okay. So let's say over here, actually I don't know exactly, but like it's equinox, equinox, solstice, solstice. Yes?
Sure.
You know, the Earth goes faster when it is
closer.
That's at the 600.
What?
When it's closer.
The sun goes faster when it's closer to the sun. And slower when it's farther away.
Yeah.
I must have this diagram a lot. What?
It's an angular momentum.
Jeremy said he's probably
up. All right, well, let's put the sun roughly in the middle for now, just to make it easier for us. The Earth is supposed to sweep out, right, like equal distances and areas, equal areas and equal time. Okay, so here's the solstice. So here's equinox, solstice, right? So this is how long does it take the Earth to do this?
365
and a quarter, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, so 365 days and how many hours? 6 hours? Five and something?
Yeah.
It's 5.5,
I think
5.55.
5 hours.
5 hours and change. So
6 hours.
Yeah. How long is it going to be between each of these tikkufos?
So it's 365, 6 hours, and 9 minutes.
What is it?
9 minutes.
Well, What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that it's 91 days and change. Is that right? 91 days, 7 hours. Somebody do the math for me? About right? Gemara's pretty good, huh? Pretty neat when that works out. So what's 91 times 4?
364,
and then 7 times 4, 28 hours, so it's another day, and 4 more hours.
7 and a half.
What?
4, 7 and a half hours.
Right, then we're at 7, we're at 7.5.
So right on.
Sheva Shav Shemachta, 7.5. So we're, the Gemara's the pretty good here, right? Jeremy!
Yeah, fire up in here.
Thanks for joining us.
Are you going to be nice to him?
Ignore the idiotic comments coming from Ezra. Question for you. When you did your calculation last year, how much time was there between the days when dawn alos to seis were just as long as seis to alos? Meaning?
No, I wasn't the calculation I did. It was from Seis to Alos is the same time of Nate to Shkia.
Seis to Alos. Oh, meaning you were cutting out? You were cutting out Ben Ashmashas as non-existent?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That was Eitan's suggestion, and that's why I read the calculations on that. You're never going to have a time in which I don't think
enough time to
face
the
Alos
the
same as Alos
the
Seis.
Got it?
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, I wouldn't, yeah.
Like, can you run the calculations?
Go, Jeremy, why don't you go check that out for us?
Okay, I'll take a look.
But the important thing is to figure out when that happens and how many days are in between. It's important for later in year. Everybody with me for now? So the Gemara's point is that there's 91 days and 7.5 hours between, let's call this one Nisan Tishrei Teves and Tammuz. Does this look about right? Then the earth is slanted this way. The northern hemisphere getting summer in Tammuz. Am I right that I think the earth is actually further away from the sun in the summer?
Yeah,
in hours.
It's very insignificant. It's not that eccentric.
But I think the point is that the northern hemisphere, its summer is less.
So it doesn't really affect the season.
No, you're not right.
Meaning,
I
think
it ends up being that our summers are about the same temperature. That's because it's offset.
The
southern hemisphere has more water, and water has like a higher specific heat. The southern hemisphere should have more extreme winters than summers, but the water offsets it.
There you go.
That's according to Khan Academy, anyways.
Nice. You just know it separately, or you know it separately?
Like a few years ago,
that's great. Okay. Now, the thought here is that in order for the tkufos to be shavos, you can't be calculating shos manios. I think that's Tosis' observation. Here's Tosis' Nirvin and Vav Med Aleph. V'kasha l'ri. The im yesh la'olam bein b'yom katzar bein b'yom aruch yud be shos b'yom yud be shos b'layla. Meaning, if you go a shos manios, where you always define the day as having 12 hours and the night as having 12 hours, but the duration of the hours vary, im kein ein hatkufos shavos la'olam ha'achas aruka meha'acheres. I don't know why you have to get into his exact calculation.
Yeah, wouldn't it just measure it? It would stay like a measure out.
Well.
Is that true? I mean, there's short days and then there's also long days.
I guess they wouldn't all have 7.5 hours. And then.
No, the point is that the hours not be. The hours, only the 7.5 hours or the 91 days also would.
No, the 7.5 days a day, right.
Yeah.
The days all even out.
Yeah.
But But the 7.5 hours would be not true, I'm just thinking. Okay. This is one of the motivations to say that the Gemara in Eruvin is actually, and you can see Tosfos here is implicitly saying this, there can't be shos manios. V'im nomar shal shos la'olam shavos uv'yom aruch yurcha shos v'la'la katzar vav v'la hepech, then he thinks that you end up running into a different problem in the Gemara. What's the important point here? The important point is that Tosfos on the spot here is just mesupak which type of hours the Gemara is dealing with in the context of cheshbon atkufos. We see that? So it's just not defined. Okay. And then again, we saw the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei Med Aleph, the idea that for cheshbon of the molados of the moon, and this is what the Tashbetz explicitly said, Ein chidush shel levana pchusa me'asim v'teisha yom u'mechza u'shnei shlishei sha'a. V'shivim u'shlosha chalakim. So are these shows manios, or... if they're shows manios, then they would vary, right?
Isn't the whole point of
chalak
being like an actual
temporal
unit?
A chalak is 1 out of 1,080 pieces of an hour.
Right, but the whole point is that's like the utility to have like a standard like set of times. Not like
varying. You're saying chalakim don't vary.
Don't think they do.
How could they not?
If you're dealing with shos manios, then the chalakim vary.
So if you do, but the whole point of having like these units of chalakim, whatever for the melodos is about to be, because it's not shos manios.
Yeah.
Well, the point here is that. For the molad, you would never use shos manios. Anything that the Tashbetz find, anything pertaining to the molad is not solar based, right? It would always change then based off the season, right? Okay. Pretty complicated stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's go back to the Pnei Yeshua where we left off last year, bottom of page 6, top of page 7. The Pnei Yeshua basically says that he is not on board for everything being shows manios. That's the major claim. Let's see if Jeremy, do you have a report for us? I should scream this way. Jeremy, do you have a report for us?
I'm still working on it.
Okay. Are there any days when you have alos to tseis identical with tseis to alos? Do we know?
Yeah, I'll probably use it.
Okay, you're gonna get back to us. Alos to tseis.
You would have to be 12 hours. You said from alos to tseis.
Shows what?
You're saying it would have to be 12 60-minute hours between those two.
Well, it can never be. If it's 12 60-minute hours...
Wouldn't that be the only way for it to be equal?
It would be the same. It would be all from the equinox. If the equinox is from...
No, for Alos to Tseis, it should be the same as Tseis.
It would have to both be...
That's not possible.
Okay, so maybe that's not possible.
Yeah, Jeremy, isn't it a logical impossibility?
I mean, it's theoretically...
Why is it impossible? If
the
equinox is possible, you have equal 12 hours from sunrise
to
sunset. Why can't you have it from somewhere else?
It
just be off quilted.
It just might never get that extreme. But
I guess it's not logically impossible. It would depend how long twilight. There's no way that on the same day. Of course, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Of course, it's logically impossible. Well,
it's not logically impossible.
Of course, it is, because what do you do with the missing degrees? If the sun's moving 360 degrees around the Earth, right? Here's the Earth, and the sun and Seis is already when the sun is, let's say, -8 degrees. Here's the sun, and Alos, let's say, is when the sun is, let's just say, -8 for now. And how can the sun day? How could he make up the negative 16 degrees? But you're losing 16 degrees of time here.
Right, but meaning there are times where you can make up.
It's not possible.
There are times where you can make up like a little bit of degrees, right? It's just nothing.
I guess you're saying the night would have to be just that much longer.
Right, if
than
you're
the
just
day.
Like a really, really.
You need the night to be. I guess it could happen. Could happen.
I don't have to be.
No, because then this would all be cheshbind as part of the daytime.
Yes,
right? So how within like one 24-hour period could you gain back 16 degrees worth of daytime?
Nighttime.
Right. I don't think it's, of course, not possible. That's why the Gra, I think that's going to be the Gra's objection that we're going to see now. Right? So we'll get there. Okay, let's go to the Pnei Yeshua. Who's our Pnei Yeshua man?
I think I was redeemed last time.
Well, okay, so guys, go for it. You could redeem yourself.
Where do you want
to start? El de MS Lanias Daiti Achara Ian Vishugya Sashas. Is that unbelievable? He's saying the Rambam pulled the wool over our eyes. Nowhere in Shas and Poskim is there any reason to believe that everything is Shas Manios. So here we were raised in a Rambam world. In the beginning of the semester, in the beginning of the year when we were learning Avos Hashem, everyone said we don't live in a Maimonidean world. But now when it comes to Shas Manios, everyone's going to say, oh, we live in a Maimonidean world, everything is Shas Manios. What? The role of the Rambam, not the role of Maimonides. But this gets into the indefensible methodology of Rambam interpretation. Okay. Look, what are his complaints? What are his complaints? So, Shekin Kasa Perisha Mishnayis, 1 second. Venira Mivur, 1 second. He thinks the Rambam got this idea from the first sugya in Brachos, where the Gemara assumes that if there are 3 mishmaros for the Laila, that's the equivalent of saying ad arba shaos. And if there are 4 mishmaros for the Laila, that's the equivalent of saying ad gimel shaos for Laila, which assumes that shaos are just a portion of Laila. Right? Yeah? Now I'm actually thinking, that's a terrible idea, because how do we know that those are counting from Shkiar Tzis? Maybe those are counting from Chatzos, where Chatzos is always in the middle. And the Gemara, just with respect to Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, is dealing with Shavos.
What?
What?
I
don't
know
how that worked, and if the point is Chatzos Alayla, the way you're saying the Shmari Shon is like, how many hours before
Chatzos? Yeah.
That's not
what
it says.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Say that. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says 4 hours. Or
whatever. Yeah, but 4 hours. But take Chatzos. You'll see the Riach Vendon's going to say this, I think. Take Chatzos as the midpoint of night. That we know. That's just 12 shows. From when the sun hits the meridian. Right?
No, no.
12 shells, shovels. Yeah.
Grubby, it looks like it is possible.
Yeah, what do you got for us, Jared?
So, the calculation was a little off. I just want to confirm it, but on Chabad.org, at least for this modem on around January 29th, 2024, it has a los at 5:40 and then safe at 5:39. So that would be 12 hours each, like in between each one.
So then, so on January, you have a los at?
A los of January 29th says 5:40 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it says that safe is 5:39 p.m.
But notice, they're not counting a los and safe as symmetrical. Because they're counting on those probably as like 18 degrees beneath the horizon. But they're probably doing like 72 minutes. for all those.
Well,
how about
methodology you could find it?
Yeah, how about counting cities? They're saying, is it like a multi-Shabbos cities, like Gimel Kochavim, meaning 3/4 of Mil after Shkia?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody calculates Shlomo's Manios that way.
Yeah, it doesn't explain the calculation. The issue is that on my spot, it only lets me go back so far with, like, checking the dates, so I can't confirm the, my mom has at least. So.
Okay. We'll talk.
Okay.
So you have chatzos. You could say that you have chatzos is always in the middle of the night, correct? We agree chatzos should always fall out in the middle of the night? And then you just have rewind.
Say when it says Shlisha Laila, it means from Chatzos.
What? No. What?
I'm confused on how you're reading the Gemara. Or how you're reading the Gemara. You said that the Diyuk of the issue was wrong in the Gemara, in our mission.
Right. Maybe there's two out. There's always, you have Laila. How do you find Chatzos? Chatzos is 6 hours from the start of Laila. And then 6 hours later, Shal Shabbos. Day begins. With respect to counting the hours of the night.
That would just mean at night in like the winter.
6 p.m.
Or like night in the summer starts in like the middle of the day.
With respect
to the Shuras, like, why does it really make sense?
What?
I guess I don't know.
Ad so far, Shmur, are we shown to that?
Many Shmuras have, like, you know, like, we say that's all that for a reason.
And you're confused. It says, so far, Shmur, are we shown to that?
Third of the way into the night.
Yeah, so
how are you magdir Laila with respect to that?
You're saying you think you can start that from Chatzos?
You wouldn't start it from Chatzos, but the point is it would just be defined as Shlish Laila would be 3 hours prior to Chatzos, which would be 9 o'clock. Because Chatzos is just the fixed point from which you're calculating 6 hours prior and 6 hours post.
Nobody says that.
Well, I think that's what he's saying here. Let's read this. The Rambam was motivated by the sugi in the beginning of Brachos. Okay? La'olam shir shchiva. Go ahead. He's saying, what motivated the Rambam? The Rambam Pagos Medayik, the Gemara in the beginning of the first Mishnah says 3/4 of the night. So that's for Sof Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, which we reject, by the way. How do we paskin? Which is
Alos,
Meikar Adin, right?
That's how you can say Yeshua Shalaila is at night after Alos. You can say.
Sorry, we say Kriyat Shema until we pass into Alos, but the Rambam said, once you see the Gemara is thinking in terms of Shalos Manios with respect to the suggestion of Atzil Fashmur Rishona in the first Mishnah, Lechora thinking in terms of Shalos Manios for. Gimel Shalos of Bnei Malachim Omdim. In the second Mishnah on Daf Tes. Right? That's how he thinks the inference of the Rambam works. Hakol lefi arech yom b'layla, meaning that the Bnei Malachim must wake up based off the proportional seasonal hours of the day. Okay? Mihu, he thinks the Rambam's wrong. I want to test the plausibility of the Rambam's thesis in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin that Shalos Manios could apply to cross-examining witnesses. So here's the question. Is it true that people think in terms of longer hours in the summer and shorter hours in the winter? He's saying, is that true? He says, "Vaydavri Yadu." I'll just skip ahead. That Rov Bnei Adam are Einam Bekiyim. It's Dagninius. Yeah. Right. Meaning he thinks most of the people don't calculate Shalos Manios. So it'd be an outrageous standard for asking witnesses, did you see this at, you know, 3 hours in today or 4 hours in today, assuming they're variable hours.
Well, wouldn't, if Shalos Manios were
standard,
were standard, then they would, right. You know, just like we have Manios Mane.
Right. That's a great question. Is the Pnei Yehoshua here factually accurate in saying that most people are not calculating Shalos Manios in the Tzukufa Sagamara? What?
Mechanical clocks existed by the
Pnei Yehoshua's
time,
no? Equinautical clocks? You want to know equinautical clocks?
That means like, you know, 24 hours.
Let's see. Mechanical clocks. Temporal time. Statements. Find out, when do we switch to... Second.
Well, what was the Pnei Yehoshua?
Pnei Yehoshua was like 1700s.
I mean, there were watches in the 1700s.
He's like, born in 1680 and he dies in 1756.
I mean, even like now, though, we still need the fact that he might his mind. I mean, not everyone knows, no one really, not everyone knows his mind. So
well,
like,
yeah, but that's because we use clocks.
Right.
But if
right.
we use clocks, maybe we'd be more accustomed to using Shalos Manios.
Mechanical clocks were way before.
Way before?
Yeah, they were in like 12th, 13th, 14th centuries, I think.
Let's see.
Like big, like gear type things. I'm assuming that these are just like.
Well, let's see. Actually, it's interesting. I don't know why they're giving me the Getty Museum. But the thought here is. The early 14th century was a revolutionary moment in the history of timekeeping, when the first mechanical clocks were invented and hourglasses first appeared in the historical record. It's interesting. What do you make of that? Well,
Jeremy,
what'd you say? We can't read it.
Yeah, so the from HebrewCal.com, which is pretty close to my Zion, has the calculator says using 72 minutes after Shkiel, and they calculate a loaf at 16.1 degrees below the red.
This Chabad?
This is HebrewCal, which is, I'm pretty sure, aligned with my Zion.
And you get an equal day and night?
Yeah, so it has on like January 3rd and January 4th, it's right around 12 hours, it's 5:52 p.m. or a.m. for those Shia, I mean for those states and all this.
And how far away, and that happens twice, right, during the year?
There's a bunch of days that are like within a couple minutes, of each, like a minute or two of each other.
Right, but the question is, if you're calling that the equinox... In January.
What's
it looks like it only happens in December or January.
Wait, so then it only happens once? Then it can't be the equinox, because the equinox is supposed to happen twice.
No, the point is it can only happen during the winter.
It can only happen during the winter.
Yeah.
So then it's clearly not the equinox. Right?
Yeah,
because
we need two,
and we need them to be 91 days apart, roughly. Okay, but we'll get to that in a second. Thanks, Jeremy. So this is a good question about the Pnei Yehoshua. What reality was he seeing? Okay, what's his objection here? Oh, Kivan Shadavar Yadua. Go ahead, Ezra.
Where are you? Okay, Kivan Shadavar Yadua.
What an interesting reductio ad absurdum. Anybody follow it? What's the reductio? What's the argument to the Pnei Yeshua here? It goes like this.
I guess like if,
the longer the day hours, the shorter the night hours. Right? Mm-hmm. So whether or not this taos will be a problematic taos to disregard their testimony, right, will depend on whether they're testifying about something during the day or during the night. So in terms of absolute time, the differential in testimony may be no different in a case where they're testifying, they're 2 hours off about a nighttime testimony or a daytime testimony. So they're both 120 minutes apart. Right? Or let's say they're 100 minutes apart. Yes? But that would be 2 hours apart on a long day, two shows manios apart on a long day, but less than 2 hours apart on... Sorry. It would be less than 2 hours apart on a long day and more than 2 hours apart on a short night. Okay?
So the question really only matters if you're matching 120 minutes of like something that matters.
Right. But his point is, the Gemara's thing is that people don't mess up about 2 hours. So he's saying, oh, that obviously means people don't get confused by 120 minutes. But he's saying, if they're testifying then about a day case, we would say, okay, they're within 2 hours of each other, so their testimony is valid. But if they're testifying about a night case, their testimony being 120 minutes off is more than 2 hours apart.
He's saying that would be ridiculous.
And he's saying that's davar she'ein hadas sovelas.
But that already assumes that you would give meaning to shalosh.
Oh, exactly. I think that's Eitan's point also. You could just answer him and say, what are you getting so worked up about? Of course. What? I don't know. He's assuming they do. But no, if everyone's thinking in terms of shows manios, so the Gemara's already giving you leeway. The Gemara's saying, yeah, we give you, yeah, it's true. Hours always vary. That's how we're giving you a 2 hour buffer zone for a toast. What?
Meaning, even if you think in terms of shows manios, it's hard to say that. Like, meaning, it is true that absolute time, you know. I mean, it's hard to say that, oh, people won't make a mistake with 2 hours, but sometimes that means an hour and 10 minutes, and sometimes that means 3 hours. Like, if you're going to make a mistake with time, that should be an objective.
But if you're thinking of it in terms of, like, people know which Shazman you're in usually, right? Sometimes they're off by an hour. A Shazman hour. Shazmanio's hour. But, yeah, at night, even though they're short ones, people... The whole point is, if your base is a variable hour, then that's the metric for toast. And yes, it varies. The toast variance, the margin of error, is much larger during the day that we're going to accommodate than it is in the evening. It's weird. I think that's what he's saying. He should have just said it's weird. He shouldn't have said in adaso velas. That's what he said. Right? Lachin, go ahead. So he thinks the Ram doesn't mention that Shazman Yasin HaChazedis because he was closer from it. Because the Ram realized how absurd it is to think that this din in Eidos depends on Shazman Yasin that could vary so greatly from the night hours to the day hours. Okay.
Does the Ram talk about Shazman Yasin anyway?
Well,
does the Rambam talk about Shas Manios anywhere in Mishnah Torah?
Sounds like it's just in Pesach Mishnayos, right? Like the Gemara. The Gemara just talks about and does talks about shows and doesn't define who they are.
Bring up somewhere.
Well,
like, would be important for the Rambam.
You would think, right? You would think, unless the Gemara, and you'll see. Maybe, well, let's see what the Pnei Yeshua says, because maybe the point is it's just like Shabbos. The Torah tells you Shabbos on the seventh day. It gives you some klalim about how to be magdir yom, but every community then is magdir yom v'layla differently. Some people do Rabbeinu Tam, some people do Yerayim, right? So everyone's ending Shabbos at a different time. So too for Shos. The important thing is that there should be this subdivision of the day, but if you're magdir Shos Manios or Shos Shavos, Nara Naru Pashte, let every community decide.
Do you agree with that? It seems to be saying that Shos Manios inherently are like, there's something wrong with it.
Who? Pinchu. Let's read the Pinchu. Look what he says here. L'chein yor l'fin yaz da'iti, after rejecting the Rambam. Ram's wrong. You got to measure each area of halacha by, you know, you got to assess each area of halacha separately. So you apply Shos Manios, and there's a svara to do that. Sometimes you'll have fixed hours of just 24-hour blocks. So I wonder, what does he mean there?
It means that there's no concept of Shabbos Manos or Shabbos Shabbos.
Is that true?
I don't know. But
is that what he means? He's saying, yeah.
His point is that it's not dependent on actual hours, it's dependent on other factors.
Is that his claim? So he's saying, Kivan Shkolin Yon Ikan, you know, Linen Zman Kriyashma Vetfila. The Kriyashma Chav is Man Shchiva. Kima. Vetfila is Man Akravas Karbonos. Imkein, Ein Tzarech Laharech Bezeh. Kivan Dichvar, Noho Galma, Mar Ki Asre, Umar Ki Asre. What in heaven is he talking about?
I mean, the people live according to, like, you know, shows, then, like, Zman Shchiva.
Is that his point? Is that his point?
I think that's what he's saying.
That's a crazy thing to say, no? He's saying, so his man kriyashma is just totally on when people are sleeping, and so we don't have to worry about the exact hours?
That's what he says next line.
Well? So all these things about people looking to, we gotta get his man kriyashma for the Magen Avraham and for the garage, like it's all
OCD.
Yeah, is that his view?
Well,
that's what I show his view.
It's way too
right.
Early.
It's way too
early. See these early Kriyashma, they're like you're trying to tie Shabbos nighttime technically because of the sun or whatever, but then it's like nobody wants to sleep. Nobody wants to sleep until at least like many hours later.
Right. What does Zman Tefila? He says Zman Tefila depends on Akravas HaKarbanos. So what do those depend on? Shos Manios or fixed shows? He says Ein Tzarech La'Arav the Kiyun Dekvar Nohog Alma Marki Asrei Marki Asrei. And is he trying to say there are different Nihugim about this? That some people do Shos Shavos and some people do Shos Manios Marki Asrei Marki Asrei. Is that his claim?
Seems to be.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, we have to figure out what's going on in Ashkenaz, but it sounds from that Shum Sedeshin that we saw last year that maybe they weren't using Shos Manios in Ashkenaz. Right? Wasn't that the Chum Sedeshen? It was like, well, I have this Kiddush to justify the early Maaribs based off Shos, like if you apply this notion of Shos Manios. All right. Pretty extraordinary. So does anybody say that Zman Kriyashma is totally on Shos Shavos?
But it's not Torah. It's not. I mean, I guess it kind of is because Torah is Shalosh Shalosh, but it's not really Torah of Shalosh. It's Torah of
Shkiva and Kima.
But that,
what about Tefila?
Really
what about Tefila? Tefila is until Ad Arba Shalosh for the Tamei. Is that Shalosh?
No, but it's not based on the Shalosh. It's based on when the actual Tamei was brought.
But if
when was that brought?
No, same thing with Kriyashma. When is it? When are all these things? When
right.
If that community uses Shalosh Shalosh like as a way of living, then like Ad Arba Shalosh is really just for really until the fourth. Our
shows
because that's how
they're
enable us from that place
when
we
make
up.
Okay.
Well,
maybe.
That's a different plan. I mean, yeah.
Maybe. Okay, let's look at this Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Did anybody
prepare it? Yeah, sure. This is more of the Tzio?
Yeah, Mark Tzio. Let's see. Let's see what he says here. He starts off by saying that the first sugya on Daf Gimel sounds like a raya to the Rambam, because the Gemara says three shos is a quarter of the night and four shos is a third of the night, which sounds that the shos sounds like the shos vary based off the length of the night to stay a proportion, right? Why are they drilling?
What?
Oh, really?
How's the Chazar Shir?
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet? Good. How long do you go for?
40 minutes.
It's not bad. What do you cover? Okay. Look what he writes here. Vidachisi. Well, yeah, go for it, Ned. Just screw it loud. Vidachisi das Rambam.
Vidachisi das Rambam. So
the Rambam's approach to Shos Manios is his own das. Who said it was a Masorah last year? Richard? Where's Richard?
He's married.
Didn't he vote for Zoom Cheer today?
He did.
Wanna find out where he is? Yeah, go on. So the Rambam just made it up. It's not a Kabbalah from his teachers. Shekain. Is that true that there's not a single posek before the Rambam to say that the hours of the Gemara show is manios? This, weren't we all raised that shows manios are the obvious halachic?
Yeah, that's the answer. It's so obvious that
there's
why they have to say it.
I mean, yeah, why is Rabbi Yaakov? Why are all these like Ashkenazi Rishonim?
No one else even brought up the concept.
The ain la al mali hisha'im. You know, there's nothing to rest on. Okay, this boyer od bechiburenu zeh. I want to see that footnote 18. Josh, where are you going?
I have to make a phone call, sorry. First high school.
What?
First high school.
We get it. You
have to stay high school. Yeah. I'm saying, Maruk Tzia. You think it's Simon Nun Ches, maybe?
Simon.
Let's see this. Does he actually think that Kriya? Does he paskin that Kriya Shema shows Shavos? Second. Yeah. But he writes here. Second. Sounds to me like Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks that everything is show shavos. Is that your sense?
The fact that he says that Rambam just pulled it out of nowhere.
Right. Parakama de Brachos. Wasn't Har 18? What did they say? Look what he writes here. It's crazy. Everybody see that in Siman Nun Ches? Sounds like he wants to endorse the fact that they're shalosh shaos from when? He writes in a few places in that piece. I'm giving you the highlights on the source sheet. Okay, let's go back. Go back to reading the Mark Zion Siman Aleph. Okay, I don't like that. We don't have to worry about that, right? I don't think it's so good. Ela karchach psika leila tamuda. So Lila is always Yibbeh Shal Shavos. How do you calculate Yibbeh Shal Shavos? From? Okay, but notice the important point. You don't wait for nightfall and then count 6 hours and then have Chatzos. Because that would delay Chatzos after astronomical Chatzos. What you do is, you know when Chatzos is. Chatzos is always fixed. And then you have 6 hours prior and 6 hours post as the Hagdara of Laila. So Laila, in this sense, for Shos Zmanios, is always oriented around the Chatzoses as the midpoints. Okay?
How does that work with like, all of the criteria that you have for Laila? Like?
So the answer is that your Shos Zmanios, this is the same issue for the Grub. Your Hagdara of Shos Manios doesn't have to align with your Hagdara of Halachei Be'emet.
It's very odd.
Calculating Shos Manios is not bound by the Halachic definitions of the start of night and end of night.
It's very strange, though.
Why? Maybe it's just a timekeeping measure.
Why should the timekeeping be aligned with day and night?
Because timekeeping is just timekeeping.
Well,
I think that's what we've seen. There's a Hagdara of Yom with respect to Zman Kima, and a Hagdara of Yom with respect to Zman Shechiva, and a Hagdara of Yom with respect Boker and Agdar of Lila with respect to that. Maybe all these things have different definitions, and then the Shos Manios or the Shos idea just goes along. It's a timekeeping metric that is Chatzos based, not onset of day and evening based.
Does generally overlap with Lila? Like,
well,
mostly
it
overlaps.
At the equinox it does.
No, I'm saying, right, that like definitely overlaps. I'm saying even in terms of like the main period of like that half of this Earth's rotation,
yeah,
generally overlaps mostly with
Lila. Right. Right. Even if you want to borrow the language of the Medrash, but the Yom is Lova min Alayla and Laila min Ayom, it's very interesting. No, this gets a deeper point. Okay. This is a really important point. Maybe, we have everything backwards. Maybe it's wrong for us to be so moved by Haschalas Shabbos and lightness and darkness. Those are just shiurim in like specific mitzvos and like Hagdaras Yom Balayla. Hagdaras of like the beginning of a new day and certain mitzvahs atlios be light and mitzvahs atlios be darkness. Erev and Boker. But really maybe, or let me put it better. Maybe the real Hagdara of Yom Balayla has to do with the Chatzos is the middle of the day and Chatzos HaLayla is the middle of the evening. Okay? And the equinox is really Koveya Yom Balayla. However, the world deviates from that a little bit, right? So we have to deviate a little bit also to factor in Tzitzis Kochavim and Alos HaShachar for these mitzvos. But those are just departures from, like, the real Hagdara of Yom Balayla, which is the equinox day. Yeah? Big Nafkamina. The big nafkamina is when you're in the Arctic Circle type situation.
And the other determinants fall away.
So do you think, oh, the fundamental thing is really this type of when is the sun at its highest point and when is the sun at its lowest point relative to the earth? Which is based off this Chatzos Hayom being the sun at this crossing, this longitudinal line. Both in the middle, the sun at its highest point and the lowest point. And then you just calculate 6 hours before and after that. Maybe that's really the more fundamental Hagdara Yom Balayla. Yeah, you could say there are many determinants. You could. It depends if you want to do that medrash about the Yom is Lovim and Alayla and the Layla is Lovim and a Yom, what exactly that means. But over here, he wants to say, Ein Midas Layla, Le'olam Ela Yudbe Shaos Shavos. That's really what it is. And you start, you always orient it around Chatzos as the middle. Okay. Go on. So look what he writes here. So he's saying, on the face of it, that first sugya in Brachos and Daf Gimel sounds like the Rambam, right? So read it. V'chein yesh l'sayo od l'chora, mididayik tamuda, ma'ikasavar b'lazar, ikasavar... So if the Gemara thinks that 3 hours is always a quarter into the night, then you're clearly dealing in shows manios. Right? Because ain kol halaylos shavos. That's a crucial assumption. If you assume that the duration of Lila is variable, then if 3 hours is always a quarter into the night on a variable duration of night, then clearly your hours are variable also. That's supposed to be the argument for the Rambam. Ulefum riata mucha hach suya kadasa Rambam. Sounds like the Rambam, no? Ibra. Oh, but maybe that's not a good raya. Why? Chazal don't like to give variable shiurim. You want everything. They want everything to like a lot of the shiurim. They always want everything to be fixed.
Mushada, the idea is not entirely sure, but so okay.
Alright, Chazal don't want their shiur until Mishtan Elfiya Esva as Mana Mischal B'Shiur B'Chamusa. The whole point of Chazal is they're trying to give fixed Hagdaros. Upshitale. Oh! He's reading into the Gemara now and saying Chazal would always prefer Shal Shavos because that's fixed and decisive. V'lekal L'mitivu, people won't get confused by them, right? This is very much like Pnei Yoshua mentality about the Jewish Chakir of the witnesses, right? Shal Shavos are more reliable. Imkain. Oh. So the Gemara for sure would want to give Shurim in these terms. Okay. Lefi Mai De Psika Le Nami. Deina Laila. What? So he's going to say, Lahachi. Lahachi mi boile leminkat milsa psikta. When the Gemara says, why don't you say three shows or arba shows? Have a mefarshin on gimel odalit shows mehalaila. Hamischasheves. Shisha Shaos Lifne Chatzoshela Vishisha Laacharav Kimoshe Kasavnu Kihechi. Do you understand what he's saying here?
If you just said Misharos, you would have thought Shos Manos, and that's confusing. So the more specified is Shos.
He's saying, no, what gives the Rambam legitimacy is what, Ezra? You don't know. Eitan, what gives Rambam's view legitimacy? That Gemara and Daf Gimel. But the Gemara assumes that Mishmar is interchangeable. If there are three Mishmaros, then it's a third of the night, which is equivalent to 4 hours. And if there are four Mishmaros, then it's equivalent of a third. Sorry. And if there are three Mishmaros, then it's a quarter, which is the equivalent of 3 hours. If there are three Mishmaros, then it's a quarter. All right, good. Now, most people take that to mean that since a mishmar is a proportion of the night, then the shows are clearly proportions of the night also. He says, no. Really, the Gemara is not saying that mishmar is identical with shows. He's saying, the Gemara is saying, why in the world would you give mishmaros as the shear? Mishmaros are not chatuchos. They're variable. They change. They're not decisive. Really, you should have given us decisive thing. Don't tell me Mishmar Rishona. Be Magdir the Zman Kriyashma as a fixed amount of minutes. So the Gemara is not assuming that Mishmaros are identical with Shos Manios Lahefech. The Gemara is saying Mishmaros are so different, and instead of giving us Mishmaros Shirim, you should have given us fixed 60 minute Shirim. What?
Had the Gemara just given us Mishmaros?
What do you mean just giving us Mishmaros without saying
the Mishnah says, Ad Sof Shmura Rishona.
Is it never defined that?
The Gemara says, Ad Sof Shmura Rishona. The Gemara says, why are you telling me Shmura Rishona? Why don't you say 3 hours or 4 hours, depending if there are three or four Mishmaros? Right? So most people read that to mean that the Hagdara of 3 or 4 hours is identical to the Hagdara of the first end of the first Mishmar. Right? And he's saying, no, the Gemara's point is, instead of speaking in terms of these variable shiurim, why didn't you not just give us fixed shiurim like Shal Shavos?
Oh, so it's not defined in the Ashmara. Meaning the opinion of Sof Ashmara Rishona is not
Ashura is not a third.
I mean, so it's not a third.
It's a different shear, correct?
That's very counterintuitive.
What's his argument?
So who makes this argument?
Dehashta did not get Mishmar Dimashma Lachora Chelik Me'alad Nerchaviazman Katan Ogadol Maidel Mistav Legami Kedamon. When you talk about it in terms of Mishmuros, Ashmuros, you're giving us this very counterintuitive way of being Magir things. Why in the world would he do that?
Isn't
Ha Hu De Ikshe Labala Sugya? That's what the Baal Sugya is all worked up about.
He says
that Abba
is to choose something
out of
it,
no?
It wasn't
nothing more. Right. Meaning, yes, in a chanami, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar is just trying to teach you this Mishmaros Berkiya, Mishmaros Ba'ara thing. Right?
So you
have
to read the end
of the Sugya
as
rejecting.
What?
Ula olam eim lechash ein hamishmara chaluka. A mishmar is no longer variable. Ela lefi chiluk yud beishos shavo shalayla ala derech shamar nukam pa'amim. Lemaskana, he says, unbelievable. The Gemara rejects this hagdara. Lemaskana, the Gemara rejects this hagdara. Isn't that extraordinary? And the Gemara, the end holds that there's a 12-hour night based off Shavuos Shavos, centered on Chatzos. So you locate Chatzos, and then you just do 6 hours prior, 6 hours post. By the way, that's how our timekeeping is supposed to be. Just hour, 12 o'clock, don't correspond with astronomical noon or astronomical midnight perfectly, but that's just because we don't change our clocks perfectly to align with exactly where we are. We have like these longitudes, which are like in
big sweeps.
So everyone kind of is nichlal in the time zone of that sweep. But if we wanted to, we could always set our clocks to calibrate them to astronomical noon, which is what the Rabbi Yaakov Emden is saying you really should be doing. But a huge nafkamina for all the zmanim in the Torah now. It's unbelievable. He's saying all the zmanim are shel shavos. So let's see. This is incredible reading of that sugya in Daf Gimel. Could be a snapshot in the Gemara if you have the art scroll shots.
Or Rashi, or anyone.
Well, no, Rashi doesn't. Well,
he said, Ashmar Rishonai, I think he's compensated the Shlisha
And then he says, when the Gemara gives those shiurim about, you know, if you're in a bias afel, you know, in a chanami, he's saying the Gemara is not giving you zman kriya ashma bidiyuk. El lahazman atzma lakach. The Gemara is giving you these very rough divisions of laila. Aval olam pa'amim hu laila upa'amim kvar hu yom. Sometimes, it's unbelievable, sometimes it's already yom at 6 o'clock in the morning. Right, so when the Gemara says sof mishmaros kachashiv, so I guess the Gemara said the sof of the last mishmar is already yom. It's not true. It's not true because that is just 6 o'clock a.m. And whether 6 o'clock a.m. is yom will depend on what season you're in. V'kach chova sein, kach tzarch lefarish l'sugya zu al karchenu, v'kein chova seinu kach yafe lanu, k'dei shelo lidchos devarim mivu'arim me'atzman b'kama makomo she'enan sovin klal das ha-rambam. Right. It's both. Shneim ka'acha tovim. It's extraordinary. So I read of Yaakov Emden here as holding the maskana that We should count in Shel Shavos, centered on midnight. Truly extraordinary. Now, just 1 second. Let me just do this one more time. Okay. Look here. Look. Here's the Maror Ketziah and Siman Nun Ches. You can just see what he writes. When Mechuvin Mamish the Rebbe Yom Shal Yemei Tkufas Nisan V'Tisofsman Kriyashma is a quarter into the day of Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei. V'Hein Shalosh Shavos V'Shiuran Shava L'Chol Itos Hashana L'Inyan Kriyashma. So the thought is, when the Gemara says 3 hours into the day, it's talking on the equinox, which is how you get Shalosh Shavos. Eitan, this is the answer to you. Didn't you talk about this in the beginning of Shir? That Gimel Shalos into the Yom, for Sosman Kriyashma is Shalos Shavos. Gemara is just referring to the equinox day. That's the, and then that would be the average. The equinox is always the average, right? That's why Shalos Shavos or Shalos Beinonios. So the average wake-up time for the B'nai Malachim is 3 hours into the day.
Really,
if my creation
was based on the Kima, it's Kima
during the equinox when I'm like in the middle of the summer.
Say again?
It was
reverse
with the reverse.
What
is completely reverse?
Yeah. Meaning, why, if everything shows shovels and like the Akal shows is on the equinox, that's 4 hours, up until 4 hours in the day. During the equinox is when people are still waking up, and that's why it's not Kiva, then that would only, like, that's during the equinox. But if I'm in the summer, where the day is longer, but we're still keeping 4 hours, why would that be, like, why is my Kiva totally on what's going on during the equinox, when it's on just a different reality?
No, because I think the B'nai Malachim always wake up.
I think they wake up
240...
They
wake up 180 minutes into the day.
The length of the hours based on the day, just a way of saying 180 minutes.
I mean, wouldn't it make more sense that depending on the sun and the day, that was dependent on, like, it wasn't after a sheer minutes, but sunlight.
My people know that maybe they just went to sleep. But look at people today. They go to sleep. You ask somebody, when do you go to bed? So do people say, I go to bed 3 shows manios after Shkia? I go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Electric lights.
Meaning they would go out by, they work by the sun, no?
I don't know. Depends how dark your house was. Maybe that's pshat. If they had malachim, they had shades. they could sleep late. Look here also in Siman Ches. Ibra Lili Dan Vadai Lasa. This is Mark Tzi again. Lo'olam Hayomu Yudbe Shao Shavos L'inyan Zeh. Shal Pi Davar Zeh. Monin Gimel Shaos. Lizman Kriyashma. Moshe Kesafti, etc. Yayin Shem Baruch. So the day is Shao Shavos, and you count 3 hours. So Kriyashma is always at the end of, do you have until 9 o'clock? Is that right? You find solar noon. And you have till 9 o'clock? Is that what it comes out to? When's solar noon today in New York City? Jeremy, do you know when solar noon is today in New York City?
No,
Well,
why would it matter if it's solar noon today? It should just be based off of 12 hours.
102.
No, it's 12 hours always fixed around solar noon.
It's at 102.
102?
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost going to have some solar noon.
Today's day is 12 hours till it runs long.
Is it? So what? Who cares how long it is?
Time's so fast over today, according to degrees.
Depends what are you holding for, when's the fast end? According to the Ibrahim?
According to whatever, Shkia. Whatever I can make all of the opinion I can get.
But here are the 10. Today's sun position. So the sun is 102. That's when the sun's at 180 degrees. What?
Yeah.
102. So wind back 3 hours. Is that right? So 10 o'clock would be... that makes sense, because we're on. We just changed the clock, right? Is that right? right? So you'd have 4 hours before, sorry, wind back 3 hours, so you have 10 o'clock, we still smell Kriya Shema today. On this theory. When is Sof Zman Kriya Shema? I guess it's around the same time. It's an equinox today. Well, we're at the equinox. So today, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's shear is the same as everyone else's shear. Well, right. Okay, but notice also, is he closer to the Gra or closer to the Magen Avraham? I believe he's closer to the Gra, because he's saying it's 6 hours pre and post noon, which on the equinox day should make him identical with the Gra, right? Well, okay, we'll get to them in a second. You have lunch to go to? It's a tinus.
I have 1:15. Is there's a thing in this.
Is it sponsored by UTS?
There's nothing to be sponsored.
Ezra wants his flesh eggs. That's what he wants. Okay. Let's take a moment here just to look at this Prima Gadim in Simen Nun Ches of Katan Aleph. Let's see what he writes. Page 13. Hine b'nei melachim omdim b'sof shah beiz, k'mo sham b'chazal. V'shom b'levishasan shah achas, ayin bach, pri chadash. B'tzorech lomar. Da'akol lefi hazman, hein b'shena v'apil v'shasan, k'shayim katzar m'marin lilbosh. V'shemachim b'sharim b'shal hazmanis. It's not so plausible.
That's very interesting.
Well?
That's very interesting.
That they get dressed faster when the hours are shorter. And when the hours are longer, they get longer. And maybe Zeb could dig up one of these like Wall Street Journal articles about how, you know, we evolved in such a way so that we actually do act more slowly in the summer, they call it the lazy summer days.
Yeah,
what's that, lazy summer days?
You have more time, you can take it slowly.
But each hour is longer, so you do everything. So you're saying it makes sense that the habits. I mean, the way people work is everyone just divides their day into portions. They say, I have 12 units of productivity today. By the end of the first unit, very good.
I think
people would generally act this way in the summer.
Let's say that
I know it's a pretty good way
though. Yeah, they go to sleep way later than that. All I'm saying is, if that's really the truth, then
for things that like depend on daylight, like in the summer, people aren't so laughing about when you do it.
Sure.
Like,
right, so we have so many hours of daylight in front of us. What's the rush? 100%. 100%. Let me just look one thing quickly. Wonder. So fascinating.
The shading point makes sense. You get up earlier.
Second. It's quite extraordinary. Shulchan Aruch, I mean, it's unbelievable. There's no clear, bayer on the Hagdar of these hours. Now, it doesn't boggle your mind?
My mind is very boggled.
it's in the process of boggling, right? Look at Tosafot Rush here, quotes in Brachos Gimel Amud Beis, bottom page 10, just for a second, on this Zman Kriya Shema point. So this is like Gadot on Daf Gimel. Kivan Shegiya Chatzia Laila Ruach Tzvonis Menashevesbo. This is about David's harp. Right? Nice stuff. Arba, so says, the Gemara says, Arba Ruchos Menashevos B'chol Yom. Four winds blow during the day. Ruach Mizrachis B'sheish Shaos Rishonos. Ruach Dromis B'sheish Shaos Achronos. Ruach Maravis B'sheish Rishonos. Ruach Tzvonos B'sheish Shaos Achronos. Right? right? So two of them blow during the day, two of them blow during the night, and they each have 6 hours of blowing. Okay? So are these fixed hours, or are they shows manios?
Both
of them.
I imagine it would be taller than, like, you know, back to the sun and stuff.
Is
it? I imagine, right?
Talmudic meteorology here? Well,
if it's going to be taller on shows manios, it would make more sense
to show us. So look at this. Mikan mash olam yesh yud beis shows bayom yud beis shows balayla. So is that saying shows manios? V'chein Rabbi Yoshua d'amr masnis and gimel shows. Well, come on, parak tefilas hashachar. They come on tefilas hashachar ad dal chatzos. Ve'im hayu mishtanos hashaos lefi seder hayom hayu lo lahazkir shlish hayom ve'reviya hayom. Yeah, isn't that unbelievable? The rush here is just trying to. He's feeling in the dark. He says this is a raya that these are shaos shavos. No, but look at the maskana. What? He says, "V'im hayu mishtanos hashaos lepi seder hayom." Maybe I'm reading this wrong. Right. Meaning, I think if the mishtan, if I'm reading this correctly, if the hours are variable, then the Gemara should have given us for zmanei tefila shlish hayom b'reviya hayom. Should have said kriya shema until reviya hayom. And tefillah is until shlish hayom. Why didn't it? It must be that the shaos are shaos kavuos, shaos shavos, like the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Is that right? Where I read this, and then he says, "Mikan mashma shel olam yeshud bei shaos b'yom v'yud bei shaos b'layla." He's saying fixed, right? Oriented around chatzos, like the Rabbi Yaakov Emden svara. So the moon blows for. What's 6 times 3,600 minutes? Sorry, 360 minutes? Each wind blows for 360 minutes. Each wind.
6 hours. Six.
Am I right? Are there 360 yeah. minutes in 6 hours? So each wind blows for 360 minutes. That's the seems what he's saying. He doesn't like... eight times meteorology. Well,
is that like observably?
What's observably? How do you know which wind's blowing for which? What does that even mean?
Right.
What are the four winds? It's not like a Greek thing.
V'chein Rabbi Yoshua Damar Masnisim Gimel Shos Lekan Perek Tefilas Hashachar Dekamar Tefilas Hashachar Ad Dalet Shos V'im Hayu Mishtanos Hashos Lefi Seder Hayom Haya Lo Lahazgir Shlish Hayom Rabbi. Unless he means something else. No, right?
Shishayom would even be constant.
What?
Shishayom would be constant.
Right, so his point is that... Is his point that Lamaskana, these hours do not align with Shishayom and Rabbi Ayom?
No, his point is the way that Lamar communicates the duration of time is this Megala, its conception, whether it's Zmani, Shikau, Shavos.
If the Gemara wanted to say Shlish Hayom Berevi Hayom, then it would have been Shos Zmanios.
Yeah.
But now that the Gemara doesn't say that, it means Shos Shavos. Is that how we're reading the Rosh?
Yeah.
Okay. It's unbelievable, no? It's against the Rama of half the Rosh means.
It's 1:23,
is
that
right? Right. Okay, we need to sit on that.
It's the Tosos of Rosh. No
one
says that.
Okay. We have 15 minutes till Ezra has to go.
We all have to go. There's chizik in the basement.
Seriously?
And then tell him. You don't believe in something?
Believe in Talmud Torah. What is Tehillim if not just a form of Talmud Torah?
Oh.
No?
Right. Tehillim is like a small muscle as opposed to like a Torah, which is like a...
Torah is a bigger kiyum. Could be Meniach Chai Olam Bosek B'Chai Sha. You get a schnar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little peace and prosperity for the world. No? Chai Sha. Okay. So now I want to move us to the last discussion in the Sugya. And that is the discussion of the Hagdara of... same discussion, really.
Which is, how do you calculate Shlomo Zmanios?
So, we know from Yaakov Emden that they're calculating Shlomo Shavos from the equinox based off Chatzos, 6 hours pre and post Chatzos. Correct? But let's go back to the Shlomo Zmanios world. The variable hours, the seasonal hours, the unequal hours. Where do you calculate them from? So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Nunches. Let me say two things. There's a guy in my neighborhood who wants to pay for a halachic clock. So you could have like a clock on your hand, like, and it gives you like, it'll tell you halachic time. But now I'm wondering.
Is it halachic?
Well?
Is it halachic time?
Yeah, but that's what I'm wondering. Well, number one, according to the Merck, according to Yaakov Emden, it's not halachic.
Yeah, you
time.
Don't
pull a
Shlomo Zmanios and you just throw out our whole thing. I mean, all our calculations are just.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not Shlomo Zmanios, right? But more importantly, I'm wondering if it's even right to say that there is this sense of halachic time, as opposed to there are different formula for calculating the sha'a, the zman of kriyashma, the zman of tefillah, the zman of chametz. Meaning, there's no mila to know that you're this many hours. They're just different dinim. Some dinim depend on countdowns from chatzos. Some dinim depend on count up from chatzos. Some dinim depend on chatzos. Some dinim depend on alos hashachar. Some dinim depend on shkia. Some dinim depend on nate. Some depend on tzeit kochavim. And then you can just be magdir the different dinim as departures from those things.
Why would one thing be connected to one another?
Well, because some things depend on alos, some things depend on nates, and some things depend on shkia, and some things depend on tzeit, and some things depend on chatzos.
You would have to show why specific mitzvah would be connected to specific time keeping.
Okay, but maybe the idea is then that there's no right answer. It's kind of silly to search for our Shlomo Zmanios. Does the halacha believe in Shlomo Zmanios or Shlomo Kvuos? Does the halacha believe in Shlomo Zmanios calculated from alos to seis or from shkia to from neis to shkia? It depends on the din, right? So look at what the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Nunches Aleph. Go ahead, Lee. Why don't you read for us? Yeah, you got it.
Nearly the hacha l'chulei alma.
This is in Nunches, which is the simin in Shulchan Aruch about.
It's mine. Yes, it shows mine.
The simin in Shulchan Aruch shows mine. Kriyashma, Kriyashma shel Shachris or Kriyashma shel Arvis?
I just know that Kemach is
Geishas. What?
Kemach is Geishas.
That's right. What? Yes, it's about Shlomo Zman Kriyashma. Shel Shachris, right? Because you're already 58 Simanim in, of course. The Shulchan Aruch starts with the evening stuff. So if you're 58 Simanim in, you're already in the morning. No? Sorry, it's not true. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't start with the evening stuff. I just made that up. And he starts with waking up.
He's got
to recover. Go ahead.
Nearly the Hakka Lefule Alma,
Maninan, or Minyanan. Okay, we forget about his raya, but his thought is for calculating 3 hours into the day, we count from alos hashachar. I wonder why. Why does he think that? It's not so clear.
Well,
it's
like Mishayakir.
Well?
I mean, if it's
Krishna Shayyum,
let's say that
Yom,
and it starts at
Alos Hashachar. It's only Alos B'dievet, though. Mishayakir. Maybe you should count Mishayakir. Maybe you should count for Kriyashma from Mishayakir onwards. And for Tefillah, your Shlomo Zmanios maybe count from whenever the Haskalah Zman Tefillah is.
It's way too complicated. If you have your day.
And maybe you should have a Shlomo Zman Kriyashma Lechatchila based off Misha Yakir and a Shlomo Zman Kriyashma B'dieved. Sorry. Yeah, B'dieved based off some other time.
That's good.
crazy?
That's crazy, yeah.
Why?
Because then you just have, like, your clock is just all messed up.
But it's not a clock. The point is that there's just different zmanim about when you can calculate from. Magen Avraham, Simen Taf Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel. What is he right here? This is the Magen Avraham. What's in Taf Mem Gimel? You're 443 simanim into Aruch Chaim. Where do you think you are, Liv? What? When you're 443 simanim into Aruch Chaim, where are you?
Pesach.
Pesach, of course. Exactly. So there we said you could eat chametz until Arba Shavos. Derech Mashal.
Derech Mashal in Hayom Tevav Shavos.
Zmanios or Shavos? Shavos! Yom can't be Tesvav Shavos Manios. By definition, with Shavos Manios, it's capped at 12, right? So if it's a long day, meaning like this year, and maybe you already have 15 hours of daylight, okay, mutter.
Mutter lachol at chela shah shishis.
Meaning?
Until chatzos.
No.
No, not chatzos, it's shah shavos.
360 minutes into the day, right? Yeah, exactly.
Where was it?
Yesh omrim mutter.
Yesh omrim mutter lachol at chela shah shishis.
Okay, so here's the point. Bach says here we hold it to Svar Kamaisa. So here's the famous Magen Avraham's opinion. He just says it over here very nicely. That we paskin that your choshev me'alos hashachar at his kochavim. That's how we define shos manios. Good.
Why don't you have an opinion of alos hashachar tishkiyah
or nates? Oh, because then chatzos will not be when the sun is at its highest point. Right, you want symmetry. Actually, this is an interesting question. Actually, it's a very good point. When he says at seis kochavim, does he mean seis kolak kochavim? No, I'm serious. Because remember, we saw the asymmetry between alos hashachar and the neshef haboker is different than neshef erev. Right, alos is like an hour and 20 minutes before nates. Seis kochavim. For most people, unless you're a Bein Tam person, this is where Bein Tam's thing met. Unless you're a Bein Tam person, Tzeis HaKochavim is half hour after Shkia. If you calculate your Shel's Manios that way, then Chatzos is not at the center of the day. Because for Chatzos to be at the middle of the day, for the Chatzos to correspond to the sun being at its highest point, it's mashing away from the Gemara Pesachim. Because remember, the Gemara said that Mincha Gedola is supposed to be when the sun is moving to the other side of the heavens. So that's a constraint. That forces symmetry on the beginning of the day and the end of the day for Shel's Manios. Make sense? Okay, then I'm going to run close to Lavush. Baha Lavush.
Lavush.
Somebody. Oh, so Lavush holds that you're supposed to count from when? Nates until Shkia. And so he says, you know, Abidiyeved.
He says it ain't b'nei me'elot ha'armula.
I think he means around Pesach time.
I mean, any time there's not really, if you look at each shah, there's not a huge difference, but what does that even mean? Like, what's that point? That doesn't matter? Like, that's why you can be somechan.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he says ain't be named al davar
mu'ah. It's just because that's because then he's like, oh, you can be somechan the yeshomim because there's not such a big difference between them. I mean, it's not such a big difference. We have like 30 minutes on each zman, but like,
right.
That's.
Right. Right. I guess it's relative to what, right? people get worked up about Mokan Avramahman versus the Levush. So let's look at the Levush's argument for a second. We look at the Levush Agra and then we'll call it a Zman. At least for the Bechina. Wise. So here's what the Levush writes in Siman Reish Samach Zayin Sif Beis. The Levush is Mordechai Yaffa, born in 1530, Talmud of the Ramah. He's a Rav in Prague, in Lublin, in Pozna. He dies in 1612. Mm-hmm. So Levush was supposed to be like a work of halacha somewhere in between like a Shulchan Aruch and a Beis Yosef. So he didn't like the brevity of the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't like the verbosity of the Beis Yosef. So Levush is supposed to be somewhere in between. So look what he writes here. He writes that there are different ways of defining plaga mincha. That's why it's in Reish Samach Zayin Beis. Leave. Yeah. Where in Shulchan Aruch or Arachaim do we find ourselves in Reish Samach Zayin? Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos leading into Shabbos. It's Tosefa Shabbos in them. Okay? By next year, I want everyone to know the Simanim of Arachaim Ba'peh. I'm kidding. So we find ourselves here on the cusp of Kabbalah Shabbos. So here he's trying to figure out, how do you calculate Plaga Mincha? Do you calculate Plaga Mincha as an hour and a quarter prior to Shkia, or an hour and a quarter prior to Tzeis HaKochavim? Right? Yes? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Big difference. Yes? Especially if you are a Rabbeinu Tam man. Why? Let's calculate the different possible ways of calculating Plaga Mincha. Let's say today is equinox day, yes? Roughly. So let's say sunset today is 7:10. What do we say? 7:11? So what's an hour and a quarter prior to Shkia? 6? 5:50 something? Right? That's plag.
You need a brain test of plag.
Plaga Mincha. Yeah? Okay. Unless you're a Rabbeinu Tam man, statistical chavim is 72 minutes. 72 minutes on the standard reading of Rabbeinu Tam, not our reading. After Shkia. So if Shkia is 7:10-ish, so you get 8. Eight 20-ish. Does that sound about right? Are you done doing the calculations?
For what?
8:20-ish you get for the reading of Tom's physical covering?
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're working backwards from Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? If you're working backwards from Rabbeinu Tam, that's an interesting point. If you're working backwards from Rabbeinu Tam, an hour and a quarter would get you
8:20. Sorry.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? There's no class today. You know there's no class today.
What's today?
You know it's fast day. There's no afternoon classes.
Okay. So this is your year.
Yeah.
Very good. You guys enjoy it.
It's good. Be well. It's a guy.
He's in class.
I'm very confused.
He's in class.
Yeah. We're back for 8:40, so no fun.
Yeah, it's roughly Shkia, right? Because think about it, 72 minutes is 60 plus 12. An hour and a quarter on equinox day is 60 plus 15. It's a 3-minute difference. This was the Ramban's point in Teres Adam.
No, it's not, yeah, that plag was...
That right. Plag is basically Shkia. 3 minute difference. So Lavush here writes, he says, you could do Tosefa Shabbos and Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is defined as an hour and a quarter, Kodem Shatishka Achama. This is the minhag in Eastern Europe, in Mosachama, in the summer. We accept Shabbos from Plag, which we define as an hour and a quarter before Shkia, and we refer Makabel Shabbos and do our Suda then. Okay? And he says this theory. Bo yanuchu v'yiturtzu harbe sveiko shesipku bizman filazu. Okay? He said, and what's the major problem? What are the big sveikos? What's the problem that everyone messes up in calculating zmanim? Nachshon, you want to read? What? Okay.
I'd love to read.
Okay, go read. Safek hayoser gadol. The biggest doubt, the biggest problem in Zmanim calculations is some people interpret this as an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKochavim. And by the way, Tzeis HaKochavim of the Rabbi Natan. Right? Kvar Amar Nudil Chuliyam Ameis HaShkiyah Tzeis HaKochavim Halach Dalad Milin. That's a benetam, based on the Sugim Psachim. Now, if that's true, im kein lo yia hefresh bein rabbanon l'rab Yehuda b'kabbalah Shabbos b'tfilas arvis b'erev Shabbos inami b'tfilas yom ha'muna rak chomesh merviya sha'a. 1/5 of a quarter hour.
What's that mean?
1/5 of a quarter, 3 minutes. That's what I said, 72 minutes. Meaning... shows manios minutes, but right?
Yeah.
So there's 3 minute difference. Like that's what everyone's worked up about in the Mishnah.
Wasn't that their big problem for Shabbos? Taking 3 minutes is a big deal, though.
No, but it's also they're also arguing about Zman Tfilas Mincha. Meaning
you're gonna be late.
3 minute the 3 minute difference? That's what Rehu says that Plag HaMincha. And the Chum said out of Arab, it's a 3 minute machlokas?
Well, only on Equinox.
What?
Don't only be true on Equinox.
No, because you're. Is that true? Because your plag also varies with time. Right? Why would they waste time in the Babli arguing about 3 minutes? If you calculate from Shkia, then this makes a lot of sense. What? He means astronomical sunset. I think. Let's see.
Wait, but according to Maganav, you do calculate 5 an hour.
Yeah, he's calculating this from astronomical sunset, even though he believes that nightfall is Shkia Shnia. Meaning he is a Rabbeinu Tam. You see this, Ned? He is a Rabbeinu Tam guy, Le'inyan Hagdaras, end of the day. He's a Shkia Shnia guy. Meaning it's 3 and a quarter mil after astronomical sunset, that's when night begins. No.
He's going over.
I don't think so. Do you have class? No, I don't think so. Assume not.
Assume not.
So you have 3 and a quarter mil for night to begin. But Shol's Manios still got calculated from Shkia Mamish. Isn't that interesting? Look what he writes. This is very important. It's actually, I think the Levush is different from the Gra here. The Gra rejects Rabbi Natan. I mean, he thinks Laila is at Shkia. The Levush agrees with Rabbi Natan that Ben Ashmashos begins 3 and a quarter mil after astronomical sunset, but shows Manios are calculated by sunrise to sunset. Is that unbelievable? So the actual, let's read it. So Ned, why don't you do this? Oh, sorry. Nachshon, you're reading, right? Aval fi ma she pirashti she tachshuv shar v'reviya dainu plaga mincha. Mikode mashkiya. Okay. So calculated in terms of shos manias. V'acharkach. Now, one second, pause for a second, one second. For Rabbi Yaakov Emden, how are we calculating plag? Is plag a fixed hour and...
10 hours and 45 minutes into the day.
Is that what it is? Or is it? Or does he agree it's a shel shavo, but still from shkia?
Okay, fine.
Right, that's the interesting thing. It could be a shel... Ned, do you hear the point? Well?
Yeah.
What's the point?
But
if for a shal shava,
yeah.
Maybe he agrees that it's, what's an hour and a quarter? It's 15 minutes, 75 minutes. Fixed minutes. Unbelievable. It's 75 fixed minutes. 75 fixed minutes prior to Shkia.
This year is a
shal. You have somewhere to go?
No.
You could say to him in the back if you want. What? What?
I think we're a little bit,
I mean, it's been like over 2 hours.
2 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah.
But, in a long summer day, in Shas Manias, that's what you're saying. It's nothing.
Sure, you speak quicker. And
exactly.
Slower.
Yeah, we have to finish, guys. We're almost done. Okay, V'achar kach, so go ahead. Nachshoni, here's where he says he's in a Rabbeinu Tam, man. V'achar kach titztarev. So now, from Shkia onwards, you have 3 1/4 mil until Ben Hashmashos. Which means, this is fantastic. So according to the Levush, Judah, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing alright.
Thanks. Yeah, he's really listening.
I mean,
according to the Levush,
according
to the Levush, how long is the Zman of
plot? You mean plot tonight?
Yeah, plot tonight
is 3 1/4 mil.
Yeah, plot to Lila.
A little bit more than that.
So you get from. So here's, let's say, Shkia. So you have 75, let's say, minutes this way in Shos Manios, an hour and a quarter. And then you have 3 1/4 mil. So what does that get you? 10 to long. It's like 60, what do we calculate it to be? Well, how much was Jeremy?
58 and a half.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
Three.
That was really impressive. Jeremy's really listening. Perfect. 58 and a half minutes there. So you have this really long plaga mincha is nice and long. On this theory,
I thought Shkia was plaga.
Hmm?
I thought Shkia was plaga. I'm so confused now.
What do you mean Shkia's plaga?
That was a little.
No, you calculate plaga mincha from taking the Zman.
Starting at
Shkia. What?
Starting at Shkia.
You just calculate from Shkia to Mincha Kitana and split that in half.
So what was the whole point of the Ramban, the 72 minutes? I can you reiterate that point in the Lush also?
What?
The Ramban and the Lush saying that...
So the Ramban is different. This is the thing. The Ramban is different than the Lush because the Ramban thinks you're calculating like the Magen Avraham. Ramban thinks you're calculating from Shos Manios from Tesek Kochavim. That's what the Levush is saying makes no sense. If you're calculating Shos Manios from Tesek Kochavim, then Seis is 72 minutes after Shkia, and Plag is 75 minutes.
It's same time as before.
Seis. So again, plog is
right.
72 minutes before it's Asari, and plog is 75 minutes, so it's pretty much different. He's saying, but here's the kunst. He's saying, I calculate plog as 75 minutes before Shkia. And the Zman HaMincha is from plog until Tzeis. So this is my point to Ned, which is, notice the discrepancy between the metrics used to define halachic hours and your halachic definition of Yom Halayla. Isn't that beautiful? Very, very sharp distinction. Everybody see that? Okay, let's just read on for a moment. What time is Mincha?
1:35.
1:35, okay. They have later Minchas too, right?
Well.
Umehaschalas ben Ashmavayim. So he says, V'yia hakol beis shaos umachta pachos chilek chaf min ashav. Basically, you get almost 2.5 hours of Tosefes Shabbos.
It's only 2 hours and 13 minutes.
What?
It's only 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Yeah.
But 18 times.
Yeah, so it's close. You get a little more than 2 hours. He says, Beishel Sumachta Pachos Chelek Chav Menasha. 1/20th of. What, that's 3 minutes. That's supposed to be. Pachos Chelek Chav, 1/20th of an hour. 1/20th of an hour should be 3 minutes. So,
maybe isn't Shkia Tiltavayim, that's 4 mils? Essentially,
it would be. Okay, so, Lo Yikshe Klum Laminagenu. Shanu Noagin Lespala Lefam Arvis Man Rav Kodem Alayla. He says, our minog is, that's exactly what we do. We have plag. Plag is huge, is this huge gap between plag and Laila. Make sense? According to the Ramban, there's almost no gap between plag and Laila. Correct.
Yeah, that's not right. It's not 58.5 minutes.
Why, for 4?
It's because it's 4 minutes, no? Because Shkia Talayla?
I'm doing 3.25.
Why are you doing 3?
It depends if you're counting to Vena Shmashos or if you're counting
why would
Tzeis.
Why would Vena Shmashos in between, no?
What?
Vena Shmashos is in between, so.
But you should, because Tosefes Shabbos.
Oh, yeah, right.
It depends if you think.
If it's 2.5 hours, that would be 72. It would make more sense if it was 4 minutes.
Yeah, it could be he's just calculating until it says mamish, and that's 4 mils. And then 72 minutes. And then it is true, right? Because it's just a 3 minute difference. It's just my. Yeah, he's Ned, you see that? He's calculating until it says 4 mil, which gives us 72 minutes. Obviously, this plus this is 2.5 hours minus 1/20th of an hour, which is 3 minutes. All right. Okay. Now. He says, this is the reason why they are Makabel Shabbos so early, all good. V'chein hu mashmaos ha-gemar b'chol mokom shehuzkar sha'os. So notice where we are. The Gemara doesn't tell us how to be Magdir Shos. It doesn't tell us whether Shos or Shos Manios or Shos Shavos. That's the first half of this year. That's the Sveikos of the Toster Rosh. That's the Sveikos of Yaakov Emden. That's the Safik of the Pnei Yoshua. That's the discussion of the Kash Beit, etc. But now, even when you're within Shos Manios land, we don't know whether Shos Manios are calculated Nates to Shkia or Alos to Tzeis. Right? She says, but the Gemara, when it talks about Dalet Shos for Chametz or Dalet Shos for Rabbi Yehuda, B'tfilas HaShachar, Kul hu mashma Dalet Shos me'es zricha ka'amar. I don't know why he thinks that it's Meduyak that it's from Zricha Sachama. It's the opposite of what the Magen Avraham thought intuitively. He says the Mashmos of the Gemara is that you're counting from Netzachama onwards. Why do you think that is? If you hold like the Pasuk in Nehemiah, why not be Magdir from Alos HaShachar and Tzeis Kulchavim? If you're saying that the Deilah Chatchila is from Netzach Hama, so maybe you have a little Chatchila, you should be, like, why does he think that the Gemara is Mashma this way? Anybody know? Chenu mashmos agamar b'chol makom shechuskar shaos pilon dalat shaos to chametz dalat shaos to Rabbi Yehuda b'chaz ha-shachar kulu mashmos dalat shaos meis zricha kalmar. And notice he assumes, once you assume it's from zricha, you automatically get to shkia. I assume, Ezra, that it's because of symmetry. You need symmetry in order to get chatzos, astronomical noon, at the middle of your shaos manios. Yes? Yes. Ella, shehatema. Oh, fine. We're not going to raise tema now because we're short on time.
This is the 134, by the way.
Aval Omerani. Aval Omerani. He says, why does everyone else mess up? Why does everybody else mess up and do a los tzitzis? Ulai hayazel lebilti iskam bizmano besifrei hatchuna. They didn't know science. They didn't know astronomy well enough. This is Lavush's diagnosis. V'chashvu ma'i d'chol k'rabana yom l'olam l'yud b'yishos maskel l'olam e'alos ha'shachar atzis kochavim. V'l'dinira mitoch divrei ha'tochnim ha'alokiyim b'pshitusa. From my study of astronomy, it seems obvious that to's gomor hu. This is a basic error to calculate from alos tzitzis. V'lo ha'yadas razal me'olam rak ma'at me'es richas ha'shamash ve'elach ha'rashkiyah. V'zeh nirali halacha l'maisa b'chol adinim ha'ne'amarim v'chigon zeh sh'talo osu b'sha'as hayom. So the Bush believes that it's astronomically more correct to speak sunrise to sunset. He doesn't explain why. It's kind of, you know, you wish he said why. If you look at the Elia Rabba, Elia Rabba is a commentary on the Lavush, also a contemporary of his in Eastern Europe, Talmud of the Magen Avraham. He writes, "Ein zeh muchrach v'divrei ha'tochnim hanocha ba'alma lo mitzad hechrek ba'mofes." The fact that astronomers like to calculate time from shkia to from nades to shkia, that's just their preference. There's no logical or scientific requirement to calculate time their way. But it is very interesting just to think about determinants here, that the Lavush Dafka wants to align the halachic zmanim with the astronomical zmanim. He's saying, like, the astronomers counts this from sunrise to sunset. Isn't that interesting? So he says, therefore, that's probably the correct halachic one. The Elia Rabba's response is mechatesi. There's no, you're not compelled to do that. If anything, you should do it based off the pasuk in Nechemiah that we're magdir yom from alos ha-shachar atzeis ha-kochavim. Okay, now we get to the gra.
What are you doing to me?
You can go down. You can go. That's right. Go down. Go down. It's fine. Ethan, you also have to daven? Rather mincha over the gra.
It's always a recording.
What?
It's always a recording.
Slavic guys, pray that's
important.
Okay. Look at the gra. Let's see what he writes. So here's what he writes in Shnos Eliyahu and Maseches Brachos in the first Mishnah. Ned, why don't you read for us? Venira. Oh, Zeb, you want to read?
Sure.
You got a mincha?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Is that going through the graph?
Yeah, so,
Yudbei Shos.
Yudbei Shos, sorry.
Yudbei Chodesh Yom is almost a year long Yom.
Right. That's like our reserve.
Yeah, that's right. Not even, right?
Right, right. Who made it? Is it Ama? She gets it Ama. Lukain Hayom Shehora, from your Godosh, Menlila.
So he's saying it's an optical illusion that the day in the winter looks longer than the longest day in the winter. Sorry, the shortest day in the winter seems longer than the shortest night in the summer. Hayom shebechorev hu nira gadol mehalayla shebekayetz. The shortest day of the winter seems longer than the shortest night of the summer. But it's an optical illusion. Why?
That really they're both equal.
Really, they're equal. V'hainu
mipnei. V'hainu mipnei she'arei tzuchama hu ischil l'hayir v'adayin l'mayla arei tzuchama.
V'chein.
V'chein nishkil tzuchama tzuchavim v'zeh yadu avon.
Very interesting. He's just saying that, like, look, it just seems it's an optical illusion that the day seems longer than it is because you have light appended prior to the beginning of the day, and you have light appended post the end of the day. But that's not part of day. Day is nates until shkia. Isn't that interesting? Now, the Gra, it's hard to know what's motivating him. The Levush, he's motivated by this calculation of Plag HaMincha. The Gra here seems to be motivated by this, like, objective Hagdara of Yom V'Layla. Now, this is the Gra of the Shitaso in rejecting Rabbeinu Tam and saying that Laila begins at Shkia, not 3/4 mil after Shkia, or 4 mil after Shkia. Right? The Ein Tzarech L'Havi Raya, so the Gra is just saying, look, it's astronomical. V'im Kain.
V'im Kain, Masha'amur, Gemara, V'yom Yibishosu, V'min Etzachama, Shkia.
Yeah. So here the Gra just makes it sound like this is a logical analysis of the concept of day. The concept of day gives you nates till Shkia. You also got to go to that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, soon. Okay. Now look at the Gra here in Shulchan Aruch. This is the last thing we'll discuss. The Bira Gra, Arachayim Tafnin Tes Beis. Where does Tufnin Tes bring us, leave? It's, I think it's, this is about just the Hagdar of a mill, about baking chametz, baking matzah, right, the 18 minutes here. So he says, Tzitzitzim was a deshen, that a mill is 18 minutes, right? And the Gra says, Hutamua ma'od v'shkago gedolo hi ma'od. It's wrong to calculate a mill as 18 minutes. Where did the Chumash actually get a mil as 18 minutes? Based off his reading of Gemara Pesachim. What did Gemara Pesachim say? That it takes, you could walk 10 parsos from Alos HaShachar until Tzitzkel Chavim. That's a Gemara we're familiar with, correct? Yeah? 10 parsos from Alos to Tzitz? Okay. So then what does it turn out? It turns out that imkain yud beis shaos biyom beinoni l'didei me'alos hashachar atzisakol chavim. Your average day is 12 hours from alos until tzeis. Meaning, the Chumash Sedeshim just took the Gemara in Pesachim, which talks about how much you could walk from alos to tzeis, as how much you could walk in 12 hours at the equinox. Good. So divide that by 12. Sorry. The Gra says that's a mistake. Why? V'talos gedola. You're leaving in the middle of reading? You gotta go. Yeah, it's okay. Take care of that. Dave, you wanna read?
Sure. V'talos gedola?
Yeah.
V'talos gedola, who should...
Kain kasvu or kach kasvu.
Kach kasvu kol atuchanim sheva kapot nisan kapot tishrei shehen yamim bi yomim yud be shabot mimitz hagama ahashia u
me'alos hashachar tzitzkuchavim
hu tetva shabot.
Boom. What's the Gra's raya? That all these people are wrong, is that they're wrong to calculate the day and therefore how much you could walk in a day from Alos HaShachar to Tzeis. What's the basis for saying that? Mashakasu kol hatochnim. What are tochnim? The astronomers. Because what do they say? They say that in the equinox, Tkufas Nisan and Tishrei, what's equal in Tkufas Nisan and Tishrei?
Day and night, yeah.
Day and night, duh.
Right.
But how do you, what's equal? Which definition of day and night is equal?
Nates
to Shkia. Nates to Shkia, Shkia to Nates.
Yeah.
That's what's equal at the equinox. So the Gra, I think it's unbelievable. He's right on, right? So if you're talking about Nisan and Tishrei as the equal days, then isn't it more correct to see in what sense are they equal? They're equal astronomically of sunrise to sunset, not from Alos HaShachar to Tzitzkul Chavim. The Gaps, isn't that a great raya? Not scientific raya. The Gam Kin Yedua, go ahead.
Gam Kin Yedua, Shehayanim, Viyamot, Viyamot HaKama, Shaden LeHalayot, Viyamot HaGishanim.
Okay. So he says, it's also known, I don't know where he knows this from, but he's saying it's just logically known, because you'll see he's basing it on the Medrash, that there for every... wherever you are past the equinox, there's symmetry between the shear of the, let's say here's the days are getting bigger, the size of the day and night. So however long the day is here, that's how long the night is going to be here. Right? And he says, where do we know this from? Kemosha Kasav and Medrash Rabbah. That's the Medrash you read. Shalovim Zemazet. That at the equinox they're equal, but past the equinox they start to borrow from each other and then they're Porea Zelazet. So you get this kind of parity. Vizevu, and that's only true if you're counting. Hachama. Me'alosa Shachar, Tesa Kachabim. So the point is that if you count alos to nate, alos to tseis, then your days are always longer than your nights. That's the point. And you don't have you lose the symmetry because you're always biased in favor of the days because you're including the or within the yom. Fine. Another raya that he has that it should be nates to shkia. V'chein b'kava shaveh. Shavos. And you might say, I think he's saying at the equator where days and night are supposed to be equal. It's only equal from nates achama until shkia. Now, I guess you might say, push back on the Gra and say, where do you know in Halacha that days and nights, where do we ever postulate that the days and nights are equal on the equator? The Gra here just seems to be appealing to like just like scientific
right.
things. So it's not clear why they should be halachically decisive. Right? V'od kama kushios atzumos yesh. V'nil esi lekosvan. The Gra says there are many other kashas on this mahalo. But mostly, you know, the funny thing here is that his questions seem to be coming mostly from this kind of scientific intuition of symmetry.
Right?
V'ikar kedivri ha'omrim shecheshbon hu meneitz achama ad shkias achama ve'ein lozos mimena. Okay. So I take it the Gra's main point is that one second. Yeah, I take it that the Gra's main point is that we're bound by the equinox. At the equinox, Yom V'Layla is Shavim. Correct? If Yom V'Layla are Shavim at the equinox, then you're forced into defining Yom based off Nates to Shkia. And Shkia to Nates.
Right.
Now, how would you have responded to the Gra? Couldn't you have responded by saying, you know, thank you very much, Mr. Gra? But maybe calculating Shos Manios doesn't have to align with your Hagdara of Yom Balayla. Just like the Levush was going to be Rabbeinu Tam man, that it's yom until 3 1/4 mil post shkia, but still calculate shavus manios from nates to shkia. Or even according to the Gra, for example, we know that you that from alos hashachar it's already yom b'diavad, right? So you're doing mitzvos hayom in shavus manios that are shavus manios of laila. So it's just the question on the Gra is why is he so wedded to the shavus manios having to align with the equinox constraints. Yeah, right, exactly. Once these other halachic aspects are already deviating from it.
Yeah.
But would the Gra say that on an equinox day you could only read Megillah from Neitz HaChama onwards?
Yeah. Why does he care about the scientific stuff?
Right.
The scientific stuff is buying any of the other stuff.
Right. Unless the Gon would say that no, really, Neitz HaChama is l'chatchila yom, and Alo Amar HaShachar is mamish b'diavad, in the sense that it's not even yom, it's just kind of pregame for yom. And there's a chiddush that sometimes we could allow you to do mitzvos before it's actually yom. And maybe that's why the Gra is insistent to align everything with the scientific definition of this. Maybe that's what we have to say for the Gra. I think that would be a very nice mahalach. That he's, Lishitoso believes that Neitz to Shkia's day, what do you do with the Mishnah in Megillah and Dabchaf? Oh, it's really b'diavad. And really, he holds like the array in Meikar Adin, by the way, that Shabbos should end at Shkia. Meikar Adin. And everything else, just like a chumrah for, you know, Taos. And I, how can you do mitzvos from Omer HaShachar? The answer is it's really b'diavad, and that's a din, and that you could do them before Yom sometimes. Samach Yom. Like that, Mahalach?
Sort of.
Okay. Leave, you like the Mahalach, or?
He doesn't say it.
He should have said it, right. Now look what he writes here. Gama Raya Shehevi Magen Avraham. He goes to the Magen Avraham's Raya. He just says very funny. He says, Kotosos implies in the beginning of Brachos that the Mishmaros end at Amar HaShachar. Right? Avalafima Shekasavnu Shehu Sheker Mefursam. I guess he's saying this is the Gra. He's just bold. He's just saying, just like he's very happy to disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying, why would I agree with the Tosos as a Sheker Mefursam? Like, why would I paskin my Shavus Manios based off a reading of Tosos in the first Barak of Brachos when it's contrary to the logical and scientific constraints on the equinoxes? Right, so you can see these different rishonim are, these different postim are favoring different determinants as what they're basing their psak on. As like all the Zoom people dropped off. I don't understand, they can't handle 2.5 hours this year.
2 hours 48.
But I have 2 hours and 38 minutes in my recording. Okay, and then look what he says here. He says, "Af shezmano me'amar shachar mikom makom shir shel hashos." Chashiv Gemara kederech kol hashos v'chein b'chol makom af shezmano ad tzeitzak v'chavim mikol makom hacheshbin shel hashos ad shkia sachama k'mo plaga mincha v'chayotze. It's kind of interesting, right? Here the Gra is kind of acknowledging that you have this gap between the mitzvos hayom being from an alos to tzeis and the shavus manios being constrained by scientific day, right? But this is no different than what we saw in the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that they want to have shavos for calculating the shavus hayom, even though they would agree that you can't start doing mitzvos at 6 o'clock. Yom doesn't begin at 6 o'clock a.m. and end at 6 o'clock p.m. You're still bound by the chama for the mitzvos. But maybe it's very interesting, nafkamina, what happens, again, this is what we spoke about earlier, what happens when you take away the astronomical determinants? Like you're in space, or you're in the Arctic Circle. Maybe over there, Taka, maybe over there the right thing to say is that you fall back on the scientific Hagdara of Yom. Right? Because that is, Ned before didn't want to say it's the more fundamental, but at least it's a important aspect of being Magir Yom. Okay, so everybody here understand the machlokas now between the Magen Avraham and Gra, at least about how we calculate Shaul's Manios if we're in Shaul's Manios land? Excellent. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody. This is a good mega shir. Thanks to the whole crew that's left here, the real survivors. The shir separated the men from the boys.
That's right.
That's right.